Hello and welcome to Pathfinder Press Podcast. I'm Donna, a reporter for Abbey Hay Pathfinder Area in Gorton, Manchester. Today I have the pleasure of a sunny walk through Debdale Park to get to the Avery, which was once home to a variety of bird species in the 1920s. Fast forward more than 100 years and the Avery, which is beautifully painted building adorned with birds, is home to a thriving men's shed, project run by 81-year-old craftsman Fred Taylor. Hi Fred, can you tell us about the men's shed?
Yeah, the men's shed was first introduced to fetch people in from the streets, or men who'd retired, who had nothing to do and was bored. And the idea is to fetch people in so they can enjoy a cup of tea, a brew, and learn how woodworking skills and, get a friendly atmosphere and meet new friends.
And what kind of people use this shed?
Most of them are retired. The people we've got at the moment are all in the 70s. Some come for 2 hours, some come for 3 hours, some come for 4 hours, because we're open two, Tuesdays and Fridays. Hopefully, we may extend the opening days as we grow bigger. At the moment, we've got a lot of people interested, but we've got to have enough room for people to work, because if we get overcrowded, it's dangerous with machinery.
And what type of things do you make?
We make squirrel tables, bird boxes, really, chopping boards, wine holders, plant holders, bird stands. We do anything we can, and it's all from recycled wood. Old pallets, what we collect, break them up, sand them down, plane them down, make them look presentable and make the items.
And what on site do you have to work with?
We've got all the materials. We've got cross saw, we've got a flat saw, we've got a thicknesser planer, we've got a top planer, we've got a band saw, we've got five or six hand drills, we've got a pillar drill. So we've got everything you need to make whatever you want.
And are you looking for volunteers?
They're not actually volunteers. The people who come here are not volunteers. They're coming here because they want to be here and want to make things.
Right, thank you. And what did you do before retirement?
I worked at one place for 25 years in double glazing, manufacturing, finished up as area manager. Then I started my own business for 12 years, manufacturing PVC windows.
Brilliant. And what do you get out of this?
I get satisfaction that we've got people coming in who wouldn't normally be doing anything. And they would be, different people come in from different walks of life. We've got a couple of guys who come with the minders and they just sit here and watch us work. They don't want to do anything, but it's a break from them, from their routine. And they have a cup of tea and a bit of a laugh and a chat, and then they go. And then the miner will phone me up next week. Is it okay if we come again next week? And they say, yes, no problem, come in. So that's what we do.
Brilliant. And what would you like to happen for the men's shed next?
We're working very hard to try to get some funding to... We must put an extractor system in, because when we're sawing, there's a lot of dust flying about, a lot of sawdust, a lot of chippings, and it needs to go in to be contained, because it's not good for our health. And we're breathing it in. Although we do wear masks, it's not the thing. So we're looking to get funding of about just short of £2,000 to put an extractor fan in.
And what else happens at the Avery?
My wife runs an upcycling venture where I think there's about four or five ladies come on a Tuesday. She did do Fridays, but she's getting quite busy because she runs quite a few different things. She's got Debdale Diggers, she's got bowlings. She's got Spanish on a Tuesday, so she's got a lot of things which she does. But they make a lot of purses out of recycled material. She makes bags and things. And the three ladies what come last Tuesday all made an item before they went home, which was brilliant.
Fantastic. And what else do you do in the area then, Fred? I heard you say you're involved in other projects.
I'm a trustee of Friends of Debdale. I bowl twice a week, Mondays and Wednesdays. I'm involved with a walking group on a Thursday morning. And also we do different activities within the park.
So, Fred, what would you say to somebody who's sat at home now and wondering whether to come?
I'd tell them that if you want to come, come and have a look at us. If you don't want to do anything, just sit and have a cup of tea, have a chat, make friends. If you don't want to work the machinery, that's not a problem. We'll cut all the material up you want and you just sit down and assemble a bird box. That's as simple as that. If you don't want to do it, it's fine. Have a cup of tea, have a brew, have a biscuit and have a chat. But come along. It looks good for your mental health and, you know, you'll enjoy it. You don't have to come every week. You can come every day whenever it suits you. So that's it.
Thank you. Well, there you have it. It was fantastic to hear about the Men's Sheds project at Debdale Park. What a great way to get men out and about, not stuck at home, to socialise and gain new skills. Fantastic. Why don't you pop along to this or any of the other activities Fred has told us all about?